Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome everybody. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie New Green Deal show, brought to you by Pfizer.
Yes.
I hadn't told Julie about it. I warned her last time, but we're the New Green Deal, and brought to you by Pfizer. We want to thank Pfizer. And we'll be going on vacation pretty soon with our own yacht. It's just great.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, no, it's the grassroots show, true straight up.
Oh, yeah.
So we get kicked off of every platform. And our sponsor, though, we do have a great sponsor,
yes.
Rocky Mountain Wellness Advanced Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine, Dr. Jack Schaefer. He does a great job.
He does.
That's right.
But Pfizer, come on, Pfizer.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you know, actually, a lot to talk about today, and we don't have any guests, so it's going to be just all of us. So please, feel free to put your comments in. If you want to comment, go ahead and just either unmute yourself or raise your hand if you want to go ahead and if you know how, which I don't. And otherwise, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. You know, before we get into the political stuff, actually, with the Pfizer vaccine, it does raise a point. So the other day
You need to, you know, along with your flu shot, you know, you just need to get that wonderful, wonderful COVID-19 shot.
Right.
Your 19th boost. And you live by that one, you know, what doesn't kill you makes it stronger.
Well, yeah. I mean, have you seen some of the Alex Berenson's been doing some great stuff on the incidence of heart attacks, basically heart problems. It's significantly higher in people who had COVID and the vaccine.
So.
But, you know, speaking of that, it is interesting before we get to the other stuff. So Friday I had to take Rev in for his sports physical, right? And the doctor, before, they were always really pushing all the vaccinations, right? And now they're kind of almost apologetic. She's like, yeah, you don't want to get the flu vaccine, do you? I'm like, no, you know? And then she was talking about, was he up to date? Because it was a new doctor on all the other vaccinations. And you could tell before they would have been horrified and appalled at this, but I must not be the only person. And I told her, I said, you know, ever since the whole COVID thing, I said, I just really want to do my research. And I'm not so sure the one was that one that, you know, it's for sexually transmitted diseases. And I'm kind of like, I'm not going to give him a vaccine. He's 13 for that and affects mostly women. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, it's certainly not just wandering in here, you know, without a discussion with him, right?
But he also got the always fun prostate finger up the butt one.
No, they didn't have to do that. No.
They didn't do that?
Nope.
Oh, I thought he was going to have that thrill.
No, he didn't. So, Chuck, too much detail. Moving on, speaking of fingers up the butt, let's move into Bernie Sanders and Dick Cheney.
They're two fingers up the butt.
It's kind of interesting. All of the polls and everything's going wild. Every day you read a different poll. And if it's on liberal media, it's like Kamala Harris is clobbering Trump,
yes,
hands down.
Yep.
And she just got endorsed by like four Polish people, mm-hmm, today, I saw.
Well, partially Polish.
Right. And then if you look at the conservative media,
they're also partially Indian, so Polish Indians.
Polish, and which means they're black now.
Yeah.
And poor Janet Jackson is getting flayed for saying, well, I thought Kamala Harris was Indian. She said she was Indian. And Janet Jackson is like, I'm black.
Yeah.
I never said I was not black. But anyway, she's not allowed to say that anymore.
There was some propofol.
But the polls, the polls are just crazy. And I think really hard to put anything into. But it is kind of funny. All the, like, they had the Oprah endorsement, right? And all these stupid celebrities came on. And like 10,000 people were watching the live stream. I mean, like Rev on his TikTok channel. Right, can get 10,000 people just with nothing, right? We can't, but he can. And so
the only one I cared about, and I know this has been true for a long time, so nothing new, but Julia Roberts, I just watched Notting Hill again. Okay. And I go, Julia, you know, no, don't be a Don't be an awful George Clooney. God
Well,
almighty.
here's the thing, though. I think
But she's getting older.
those things are beginning to look more and more out of touch. Like John Legend got attacked for, he's telling people in Springfield, Ohio, he's sitting in his mansion, his multi-bazillion dollar mansion, telling people in Springfield, Ohio, what they should think, right? And I think so much of that anymore, and I think this is indicative of the Democrat Party in general, it's just out of touch. People, real people, are facing real problems. And, like when Oprah, remember when she held the fundraiser to help the people in Maui, and people were like, why don't you just donate some of your own money?
Well, she did
Right?
a little bit, but we
Right.
need, I can't
People
put too much in here.
are tired, I think, I don't know how much difference it made in the beginning anyway to have, I don't know, Oprah tell you who to vote for. But I think it
Didn't
makes
hurt.
it. Can't hurt, but I think, I don't know. I'm wondering if it might have a big of a backlash. And speaking of that, that's what we're getting into, one that hurts. Chuck found this. So the Lincoln Project, what, the pedophile,
You're a
anti-never,
pedophile.
never Trump, yeah, exactly, put out a video, supposedly they
To
thought
help
to help Kamala Harris. And it's a cartoon with Bernie Sanders and Dick Cheney. And instead, this is how tone deaf they are. We'll play it and you tell us what you think. It's just the opposite. So if we could please, Thomas, play the Sanders Cheney soundbite.
Dick, we never got along.
Correct.
You were a warmonger.
And you were a commie.
Surprising to be on the same side as you.
Surprising to me, too.
Oh, I'm still on the left.
I'm still on the right.
But if we can agree on Trump,
it means something big.
Bigger than policy.
Bigger than ideology.
We are both voting for Kamala Harris.
Because this election is a choice between America
or Trump.
I mean, I don't even get that. So Dick Cheney throws like a bird that he shot into the thing. But here's the thing, this is how tone deaf.
Like he didn't throw a human being in the
Well, but you know,
machine.
like he didn't shoot Bernie Sanders, but it's like they, what I mean, so what, like probably 95% of Republicans hate Cheney, right?
99.
Okay, 99, maybe 90% of Democrats,
85.
85 hate Sanders. So you've got two people that are pretty much widely hated within their own party. And somehow or another, the fact that two really hated people, I don't know, is it like when you add a negative one and a positive one? I mean, it's sort of like, what's the mathematics there that they think that somehow people are going to be like, oh, well, if Dick Cheney and Bernie
Or
Sanders, who
the
I
square
hate.
root of negative one. So, as a practical matter, if you're a Republican, let's say, okay, I hate Bernie Sanders, so his endorsement's awful. Oh, I hate Dick Cheney, but the two combined, I like. If you're a Democrat, well, I can't stand
Dick
Dick
Cheney.
Cheney, and I don't like Bernie Sanders, even if I like Bernie Sanders, but I don't like Bernie Sanders. So I'm supposed to vote for Kamala? I mean, it's just kind of like, wow, they are the odd couple, and I mean, they should run that at every Trump rally.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, because they don't, and they're both probably being paid for their endorsement anyway. I mean, even if they're aware of it. And it's ridiculous. But I think it, there again, it kind of shows how out of touch people like the Lincoln Project are. All they do is talk to their own, which is why they're losing, because none of them pay any attention to the actual American people who will be voting in this election, don't you think?
Else.
Well, and all those other people, we'll get into that in a second, who aren't real people who will be voting in the
Thank
election too.
God.
Those people, the dead people, the non-citizens, and the non-real people will all have their ballots. They won't be casting them because they're not real cast.
You know, I want to talk about something I didn't tell you about because I always do this to you.
Yeah.
But Georgia passed a law basically saying that the counties have to correlate the number of votes with what comes up on the machine. So if they've submitted, 3,000 ballots through the machine,
If
they
the
have
machine counts 3,000
thousand. That's
ballots.
fine. It can't have the machine count 5,000, which is what happens if you run it in a few times more for the same ballot. You
Well,
would have thought that democracy just
you
ended.
didn't explain it all the way. So what they passed the
Sorry.
law, what they said was, is that they wanted to do an audit. So just to make sure that if the machine counted 1,000 ballots, then they would have people count. They wouldn't count who they voted for. They would just count the number of
That's what
ballots.
I said.
But you didn't. All right. Well, it wasn't clear to me, but at any rate,
Was it clear to you, everybody out there?
clear. Here, have some water.
Okay.
But you like you said, you'd think they were. I mean, people were outraged at that, right? Which again goes to the whole voter integrity issue. We'll get into that, but there
But
are.
you think they're counting the ballots one by one, one for Trump, one for Harris. No, they're just saying this machine had 3,000 votes. We have to have 3,000 ballots. And they're just going, this is awful.
Right.
Awful. Awful. So
That's
why is it awful? Because they want to count 5,000 ballots, even though only 3,000 were turned in, with the other 2,000 or 1,999 being for Kamala.
Well, I mean, and that gets to some of the heart of some of the allegations, which is that they were re-scanning ballots,
Yes.
right? They were
We all
re-scanning.
watched that where they purported were rescanning Fulton County.
Right. Where and then they closed and then they closed the whole thing because of a
Yeah.
water leak or something like that. And then you see him pulling
Right,
suitcases out
right.
from under. And then lo and behold, Kamala wins. It's like, wait a minute. And
Yay.
so Georgia passes a completely reasonable law that says we just want to make sure that if the machine now they don't really address what they would do if there's a glitch, do they?
They
And now.
probably do, but I don't know what it
And so then they just go with whatever the machine said. Well, they just go with it as long as Kamala wins.
If Kamala wins, then it's okay. If anybody
Donald
else
Trump
wins.
wins, and they have to go through a whole slew of things.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of
And
gets.
they said this will incredibly slow down the voting process. You go, no, it won't. I mean, just kind of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That doesn't take a lot of time as long as you have a few people to do it.
No.
If it's one or two votes off, they'll probably go, well, whatever. If it's a couple thousand votes off, they've got a problem.
Well, if it's 100,000 votes off,
100,000.
I mean, because we've seen there have been reports in other states where there were more people voting than there were registered voters, right? Which is kind of confusing. And Charlene says that's how they've been cheating. It's just one of the many ways. I think
Oh,
one
it's a
of the,
big way.
it's a
It's a big
big
way.
way, but one of the, that's, the True the Vote people have done a lot of work on that. And we had them on the show a while ago, but they were explaining this whole thing is that the ballot. Trafficking is what they call it. There's so many tentacles, right? You
Right.
have some, we saw videotapes of people who were being paid to go get ballots, excuse me, from immigrants in apartment complexes in, Minnesota,
Right.
right? And they were getting paid by the ballot and they were giving people money for the ballot
Right.
and they weren't filling the ballots out. He was just collecting them.
Right.
And you showed his whole car was filled with them. We've seen people, a video of people dumping ballots into a drop box where
Yep.
that was illegal, right? Where they couldn't have them. We've seen video of people sitting in the car, filling out the ballots and then
Right.
taking them to the ballot box. I mean, there's so many ways. We saw this.
No court has found that to
Yeah.
be
We've
true.
seen evidence in cell phone tracking, I guess geolocation or geofencing, where you could see the same cell phones traveling to
Right.
various places, picking up ballots,
Right.
taking them back to a central location where somebody was filling them all out, then taking them to a drop box. I
Right.
mean, and they don't have to do this, like, say, in El Paso County, but they have to do it in certain key counties, in
Denver,
certain,
Boulder,
well, not even, but in certain swing states, right?
or not.
Where, where the Clyburn thing is going. And that's why they are apoplectic about anything, like in Colorado and the voter, motor voter laws, right? Where if you have anything to do with the Colorado Department of Motor Vehicles, you're automatically registered to vote. And if you're not a citizen, it's up to you to
Right.
call and tell them, oh, I'm not a citizen. Oh, and
Right.
get this, even if you do vote, it's not a crime unless they can prove that you meant to defraud them,
Which is
right?
difficult because our Secretary of State keeps on sending out, you're going to get a ballot. Yeah,
Postcards saying you're going to
postcards.
get a ballot. And don't even go with now, meanwhile, you have to have a Secretary of State who's willing to look into it,
Right.
and then an Attorney General or a District Attorney who's willing to prosecute it. None of those things are going to happen. So you can do all of this. And then, you get people, and, Peter Boyles, God bless him, but he says, well, there's no evidence of election. I'm like, are you kidding me? And they want to argue about algorithms on machines, and they want to go into these gray areas, right?
Right.
Ignoring the stuff that we've seen.
Right.
Of.
Right.
But that leads me actually to one of the other topics I wanted to talk about today. So a win for election integrity and a loss for Jenna Griswold, Colorado's corrupt Secretary of State, who, in her bipartisan way, wanted to keep Trump off the ballot in Colorado, right?
Well, the Colorado Supreme Court said, absolutely, baby.
Yeah. The bipartisan, nonpartisan Supreme Court said, yeah, Trump can't be on the ballot.
Supreme Court overruled him.
Exactly.
That's fair.
But I mean, keep that in mind whenever you're dealing with Jenna Griswold, right? But we had them on our show too. The Public Interest Legal Foundation has been fighting to get transparency, I guess, or to be able to see voter rolls. You would think, so voter rolls are public record, right? But what the secretaries of states of many states, particularly blue states, have done is they've joined this system funded by George Soros and founded by George Soros called ERIC. And ERIC says, hey, we'll handle all of the data for you. We'll handle all of the data.
Provided.
Right. You give it to us, we'll handle it. And, you know, we'll deal with it.
And you
right?
do some voter registration stuff because we're all for voter registration.
Yeah, we're all for vote. Exactly. And so the groups like the Public Interest Legal Foundation have been trying to look at what are public records. And they've been hiding behind the fact they're like, well, ERIC is a private company, so we don't have to show you. And it's like, wait a minute.
They took our public records and now it's theirs?
Yeah, and they won't give it to us? Why would they not want to give it to you, right? I mean, we all know why they don't want to give it to us. But they lost the court battle in Colorado and two other states. The courts have ruled that, no, it's a public record. So ERIC has to show it to you, right? And so one of the things the Public Interest Legal Foundation believes is that that's not even go into non-citizens. That's not even go into people who don't live here anymore. That's not even go into people who register under Julie Bonniewell and then Julie A. Bonniewell or something like that. We're talking dead people. They think that there are significant numbers of dead people still registered.
What's the problem there?
Dead people vote mostly Democrat.
They've been using this in Chicago for decades.
Right, exactly.
So this shouldn't be a problem.
Some of this is not new, right? But it's just very organized now.
Yeah. Getting out to the hinterland.
You would think that Jenna Griswold would be like, you know, actually, Public Interest Legal Foundation, that's a good idea. We should purge the voter rolls of people who are dead, because you got to wonder, why are they voting?
Or, like a lot of Republicans, almost dead. You know, they're you know, so if you're within 10 years
all
of your actuarial death date, you can't vote.
No, actual near dead people should be able to vote. But then Democrats,
well, that's what the Republicans are.
That's what the Democrats do. They just fill it out for them. But you would think, though, that number one, ERIC would be, well, look, you know, we purged that. So, okay, we're happy to show it to you. There are no dead people on the Colorado voter registration rolls. You would think that Jenna Griswold would be like, hey, you want to help us clean our voter rolls, you want to help us purge names that shouldn't be on there from getting a ballot? We're happy to have any help that anyone wants to give us. Nope. She's been fighting, she and the corrupt attorney general fighting in court, spending since 2021, right? Is it that long? It's been a while, trying to prohibit anyone from seeing the Colorado public record.
Well, you got to give them credit. I mean, no one would think that's fair, right? No, you can't see them. We've turned them over to Eric, and Eric can do whatever he wants to. He can vote all those. You know, it's Eric. It's Eric. George Soros, Eric. And yet, you know, 2 years later, finally, and who knows, they'll appeal it up to whoever.
Even the current court order says they don't have to do anything till November 1st. Now, ballots go out, what, October 11th? So,
perfect.
So November 1st.
Perfect.
November 1st. And here's what will happen, because it is so corrupt. Even if they find 10,000 dead people who voted in, you know, the 2024 mm-hmm. election, they will bring it to who? Jenna Griswold. She's going to be like, I'm busy. You know, the attorney general for Weiser, he's going to be like, I'm busy. Some district
attorney. Well, they're not busy. One, you don't know how the people voted, so you can't take out those 10,000
votes. Well, yeah, exactly.
And so it's, oh, no harm, no foul.
Right. Oh, no. And so that's the thing. And I think it's good that at least some of the courts are starting to say no when it's public
November
record.
1st. Yeah, I agree.
Well, that's in Colorado. Some of the other places,
well,
I think they
a little
can.
Earlier.
But it is. And here's where it becomes complicated. There are all these organizations, and this is great that, you know, and not so much in Colorado, but in other states where the groups have found For instance, they'll have multiple people who are here illegally who have been registered to vote by the NGOs who are letting them in, who are using the migrant shelters, which many have been closed, as their address, who are completely unaware. So what happens there is the ballots get mailed there. Now, those illegal immigrants are not there anymore. Well, right. They're not there anymore. Right. And in Denver, they've been turned back into homeless shelters. So they're definitely not there anymore. But what happens to those ballots? You'd think somebody would say, well, let's make sure we're not mailing the ballots there. Nope. You'd think somebody would say, well, let's see how many ballots came in from this address. In Las Vegas, weren't they? They were having like strip clubs and 7-Elevens, Walmarts, places like that. Right. Where they get a lot of people. They were having like dozens of people registering to vote at these, you know, their ballot is getting sent there.
Right.
And it gets to what the conservative treehouse says. It's not voters. It's ballots that count. What you need, and this is why they had this massive influx of illegal immigrants, is you need names to put on a voter registration roll. So a ballot is going to get mailed out. Then you need someone to take that ballot and fill it out. And here's where I know Republicans, and I know it's the right thing to do, but Democrats have no qualms about doing that, right? If a Republican, if they, tragically with us, if I'm a Democrat and inadvertently somebody mails 100 ballots to my house, if I'm a Democrat, I'm like, oh, a gift from God. And I start filling them out, right, for Kamala Harris.
Where's the only place in which significant, you know, local but significant ballot harvesting has upset an election where a judge said, no, we have to have another election?
Right.
North Carolina, because a Republican did it. A Republican did it. And so, oh, no, we need a new election to overcome it. Do you get the feeling that we're kind of like Hezbollah and the Democratic Party is like Mossad? And so every time we find out the pagers are all, you know, hooked up to explosives, so it's a funeral, we're going, okay, no pagers. Then they found the walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're doing. We're kind of like Hezbollah. Oh, you can't do that anymore. And they're going, oh, okay. No problem.
They keep doing it.
Well, no, they have another dirty trick up their sleeve. Okay, we won't do that dirty trick. We've got plenty more dirty tricks.
Well, either that or they change the law so it's not a dirty trick anymore, right? And then it becomes completely, you know, I mean, and even Republicans, Mike Johnson, what he pulled out, that you have to be a citizen to vote, right?
Oh, yeah. We got to keep the money flowing in.
For
the,
you know, because prosperity.
Oh, we got Jacob.
Hey,
come on aboard.
Hi. You know, I was just thinking the same thing. I was thinking that maybe the Republicans can hire the Mossad to see where all these ballot harvesters are going and which towns. And then when
the Mossad, Mossad members are Democrat.
Yeah,
not really, but.
But so no, I was just thinking the same. That if they can control those pagers and cell phones, you know, they can find a. I had a question. Last week, you guys were talking about a constitutional measure that would make abortion more popular in Colorado, and people from other states could come in.
Yes.
What's the number of that one?
Good, Jacob. You read our minds. We're going to talk about that. And Sandra, I'll get to your comment about Ash in a second. So it's Amendment 79, the right to abortion.
Okay.
This is from the Colorado Republican. What it do? It would create a constitutional amendment that would enshrine the right to an abortion in Colorado's constitution. The measure would also assure that state and local public employees and Medicaid recipients are covered for abortion in their health insurance plans. So that means actually taxpayers, not only would it become a constitutional thing, so it couldn't be fiddled with by the legislature one way or the other, right? But also it would put in the constitution that taxpayers have to pay for it.
But there was something. There was something about that the parents don't have to be notified. Was that in there?
That I don't know.
Okay, I'll read it. I'll look.
Yeah,
into it.
I think one of the people that I was talking with about it, Ted Harvey, who is kind of working, former state senator, who's working with the people who are opposed to this. He was saying that one of the concerns is it would make Colorado like a massive, you know, think of Puff Daddy, Diddy, whatever his name is, right? But a massive sex trafficking state, because he said you could than if you are, you know, if you get a minor pregnant or anyone
Right.
pregnant, I guess, but someone pregnant, then they you just have the abortion and they don't have to pay for it. You don't have to pay for it. There's no
everybody's happy.
Everybody is happy that
not that 9 month baby, but everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the same people should try to put Gallagher back in, and then we could all afford a lot more things.
Yeah. But, exactly. All right. Thanks, Jacob. Well, and that's one of those ones, and there are a couple on the ballot. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but I think that is going to try to drive Democrats out, right? It's going to try to grab that,
yeah,
you know,
well,
young suburban or urban woman, right? I mean, and it cracks me up that they call it, John Hickenlooper's tweet about protect your reproductive rights. It's like, you're killing a baby. Now, protecting your reproductive rights would mean to protect your right to have the baby, right? Killing the baby is not protecting, I mean, you may call it protecting your right to say something about your own body, but it's not your reproductive right. Okay. When you kill the baby, you're not reproducing. Okay. So that's just stupid. But back with the Secretary of State, though, just to kind of wrap that up, that to me is the biggest concern about this election. Right. And I think the conservative treehouse is right. That's why you see these polls. They have to put out the narrative that it is a very close race. No, I think it is a very close race, but they have to push that out there so that when everyone thinks Donald Trump wins, and already what everybody's doing stories, oh, it's going to take forever to count the ballots, right? Mm. So whenever they finally declare the winner and everyone thinks it's Donald Trump, and it's like, oh no, it's Kamala Harris, they'll be like, well, you know, we told you. It was so close. Don't you think it's part of it?
Sure, the Mossad did that. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, anything's possible. I mean, the new Siena poll showed North Carolina, Georgia. I forget what the third one is. And they're all kind of going for Trump. You go, wait a minute, New York Times, Siena? We're not going for that one.
And this is from Sandra Beck. Think
Arizona was the third one.
Was that it? Mm-hmm. Wasn't that the lawsuit that Ash was involved in checking ballots? Yeah, and they aren't just doing it to Ash. They're doing it in other states. And I think they quit because it didn't go over very well. But what they used, so Ash and a group of people were involved in a project. And I forget what they did and didn't do. But they were going to see if people voted. Right. Which is perfectly legal. They weren't harassing anybody. There was no intent to harass anybody. It was an audit. The kind of thing I did all the time when you were a reporter, you would knock on the door and say, hey, they said you did this. You know what I mean? Kind of thing. But they used the Ku Klux Klan Act.
As you do.
Trying to say somehow that it was racist. Voter intimidation. It's like, so there would be no voter intimidation. Number one, because the voter had already voted. Voter intimidation, I think, is right. But you're right. But I mean, that was another tactic. So they do everything they can to prevent us from being able to audit any kind of.
Ask Tina Peters.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Her sentencing is coming up. Exactly. And they, you know, they did that to Ash. And those people, and they did that to Tina Peters to say, if you want to, if you want to try to call out for some kind of election integrity, this is what will happen to you, right? Because again, the Democrats, like I said, sadly, tell me what you would think. Do you have any doubt that if you're a Democrat and somebody accidentally delivered 100 ballots to your house, that you would call up your Democrat person and say, hey, how do you want me to vote for these? And then you would fill it out, right? If the same 100 ballots were accidentally mailed to a Republican, the Republican would turn them in, right? To like this.
Well, I conducted a lot of local elections, including ballot harvesting, before ballot harvesting became popular. And these were municipal elections, so they were kind of bipartisan, or nonpartisan is a better word. But every time you'd have a problem, if it was a Democrat, they kind of, oh, that's okay, I'll just throw it away, or I'll just fill it in for them. They felt no qualms, none. And the Republicans go, oh, no, we can't do this. Nope, we won't. We can't. We must not. And you'd agree with them, but stopping the Democrats is, no, you can't throw that away.
And that's what I mean. It's like, okay, I'm not saying we should all break the law, but I'm like, but the Democrats do, and is it really a law? Like I keep saying, if they suddenly quit calling pass interference in the NFL, and you're a team that's like, hey, they aren't calling pass interference anymore, that's interfere. And you're like, no, that's pass interference. We can't do that. Who's going to win? And at what point are you just an idiot for not using the tactics? I mean, you know, there's the letter of the law, then there's the spirit of the law. And And then for the Democrats, the spirit of the law is whatever.
They win.
Yeah, the spirit of the law is.
Spirit of the law is we win.
We win. Whatever we have to do.
It is a mindset where anything that restricts their counting ballots, they've convinced them, is voter suppression.
Right.
And so, you know, like it was considered voter oppression that they're going to count the number of ballots compared to the machine. Of course, they hit it in that they're going to be counting them one at a time for who won. It would take forever. For this one, it wouldn't at all, but they don't care. It's just like the Georgia, another Georgia one, where the prior law, they said it was so racist that the Major League Baseball yanked it from Atlanta and gave it to Colorado.
It's like Major League Baseball, actually. I mean, it's just ridiculous, you know? And I guess, and that's a thing. And I think that's a gap, right? That,
yeah.
Well, I mean, that I don't know how we start.
You start at old age homes. So old age homes are great. You say, hey, you go to the manager of the place and say, I really appreciate you being so civic minded. I want to make sure that your voters get to vote and their voice is heard. And we appreciate you helping. Here's $500. Can we go around? And you go around and say, okay, great. Sign here, there. Okay, good, good. Thank you. I got all the ballots. Oh, thank you, people. We appreciate it. Well, that's what the Democrats do.
Well,
and Republicans, and it's not illegal. If they fill in it themselves, do the Republicans go to the old HMs? No.
Well, and
they won't let them in because they're the guy. Or we've got $500 or
We need to set up our own NGOs and go down to the border and register. Well, and here's the thing. Why even bother? I mean, at a certain point, I think the Democrats are going to be like, why are we even, we've got a bunch of illegal immigrants in there now. We don't even need to go register them. Let's just make up names.
Yeah.
You know, just make up names and send all the ballots. And the thing is nothing happens. So that's depressing. So I think we're going to move on.
Okay.
Because that's a gap I don't know how we break. Something else I'm kind of suspicious of. Did you see today, well, this whole second assassination attempt on Donald Trump? I don't understand
the hoax.
How the guy could have been there. How the guy, he doesn't seem to have had his act together very well. So how is he traveling all over doing this stuff? Why is he going back and forth to Ukraine? Speaking of Ukraine, Zelensky's here touring, signing missiles. That's kind of sick. But at any rate.
The defense plans. Yeah. I appreciate you.
So how's this guy doing all of that? He's on, apparently, everybody's radar. Go figure. Once again, a bad guy was on the FBI radar and they missed it. And then he's able somehow, for some reason, the Secret Service does not do a perimeter check, even though they know Trump's going to be there. Some Secret Service agent sees him and shoots him. My question there is, okay, they clearly didn't hit them. If you're a Secret Service agent, I don't know what kind of gun safety that is, but you're now shooting your high-powered rifle through a fence at, you don't know what's on the other side of the fence?
Was it a rifle?
Well, I don't. Whatever you're shooting.
Well, a pistol.
Well, either way, I'm kind of. What's up with that? I mean, I know that's good that they stopped the would-be assassin, but in the meantime, it's like if you're a Secret Service agent, number one, you miss the guy like a lot, right? So maybe we need some work on that. But number two, where did those bullets go?
Right,
into the orphanage? I mean, No, they didn't. But I mean, that's kind of again incompetent, I think. And then they didn't catch the guy. They had to, you know, thank God for a witness who saw it. So there's so many things there, but now where this comes out, the guy Ralph had apparently dropped a box off months ago at a friend's house, and in the box is a letter talking about trying to assassinate Trump and saying, I failed, I'm really sorry, and I'll give $100,000 to $150,000 to anyone who finishes the job. Now, I think it's okay. Not okay. I think it's clear that this guy probably has a little bit of mental health issues. I have no idea what he's thinking when he drops that box off. I don't know how much of that is true. But here's what I do wonder. Why are they releasing it? It took, what, years? Yeah. I mean, any time.
Manifesto for the Tennessee Tranny Manifesto.
Yeah.
That only got, you know, never was released. It only got somebody leaked it to the press and months later.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Secret Service, it isn't answering any questions from Congress, right? They're not talking to them at all. Ron DeSantis says they're not sharing any information with them about the investigation. But they released this letter saying, hey, if somebody wants to assassinate Trump, I'll pay him $150,000. I mean, I'm suspicious about that, and I'm not the only one. If we could please, Thomas, play the bounty sound bite. This is Jack Posobiec.
This This is not good, folks. This is not good. Let's look at this. This is where we get the letter about the assassination attempt on Trump, and it says, I failed. But it also says there's more letters out there. There's more letters out there. Did he write letters potentially confirming, or at least affirm, you know, in the affirmative? So did he write a letter in case he failed and a letter in case he succeeded? Did he do this as a dead drop? Was this on a dead man's trigger? So the idea being that he thought he would die in a shootout, succeed, and this would be it. And the information on the bounty would continue. Why is that the letter that the DOJ released? Why aren't they telling us the truth about what was really going on? Why aren't they telling us where the $150,000 are coming from? Why was it that this guy was able to case the joint at Mar-a-Lago and Trump International West Palm Beach for a month with impunity, and then get within one golf course hole of shooting Donald Trump through the head? This stinks to high heaven, and I hope that everyone knows it.
I mean, and it does. And here's the thing. Okay, so maybe the guy was making up $150,000, right? Maybe, you know, he's not, he didn't strike me as the kind of guy who had $150,000. But what it does is, and I read this term, and I think this is right, I think it's fair to say the Democrats are grooming unbalanced people to think that they're
for
doing
public office.
Yeah. But yeah, for public office, like John Fetterman and Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders. But I mean, I think they're grooming people intentionally to make it seem like they're doing their civic duty, mm-hmm. and they're being their heroes if they try to assassinate Trump. And they can say, oh, it's the gun.
Donald Trump's statements have set off people like this guy.
Right.
And so it's really Donald Trump's fault. Not there. It's not Joe Biden when he calls MAGA people awful and a threat, and Donald Trump the worst human being since then on Caligula. It's not them. No, it is the Republicans.
That need to tone down their rhetoric.
Tone down their rhetoric, which for some of them, it would be hard to tone down.
Well, right. Mike Johnson really needs to tone it down.
We're going to have a quiz right now, and you can answer anytime before the end of the show. If you win it, I'll buy your drink someplace. What is a naked Ken doll?
Is this a joke or is this a...
Not a joke.
But I mean, but a naked Ken doll is a naked Ken doll. I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, then you don't win.
Okay. Well, from Charlene. Okay, so if you know what Chuck's talking about, from Charlene, it's called Open Season, What Are You Going to Do About It? Right, but I mean, let's think back to Seth Rich, right, with the Hillary Clinton campaign and the whole Russia hack. And I mean, there are a lot of unanswered questions about that, too. And I just think that there are powers that be that are like, hey, look, you know what? It's not our fault. We're being transparent. We just released this letter telling people that if they kill Donald Trump, there's $150,000. You would think, having, again, within the past few weeks, two assassination attempts on Donald Trump. He was actually shot once here, except for the sharp eyes of a Secret Service agent. Probably,
but not good aim.
But not good aim. Yeah, exactly. I mean, could have been shot and killed here. You got to think what that's like for his family. And Donald Trump Jr., I don't blame him going, you know, what the F, right? It's like what they're releasing this, you know, sort of saying, oh, there's a bounty. And again, you know, your average person isn't going to go for this. But there are clearly unbalanced people out there who respond to this kind of thing. And rather than, you know, toning down the rhetoric and all these other manifestos that we keep secret, right? This one, it's like, oh no, we're going to put this one out there, right? From this, we aren't going to give you any other information, but we're going to put this out there saying, hey, there's going to be $150,000 if you shoot Trump. I mean, what do you make of it?
Well, I don't know what they're doing. They're doing something awful. There's some reason that why they're putting it out, and I don't know why, but it's they don't put anything out that they don't want to put out,
yeah.
And they don't put out anything they think won't help them.
Yeah, Charlene says it's an operation. Exactly. And they can easily wash their hands. They could say, hey, we didn't do any, you know, it was crazy. People shot Trump, but the stupid Republicans would just have better gun laws and it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, yeah.
This one from Sandra, like all people who want to assassinate someone or school shooters like the a-hole who killed 10 people in the Boulder King Supers and is now on trial. They're all crazy. I truly hope the King Supers killer is sent to prison. Hey, update on that.
Update.
The King Supers shooter was
found guilty
on all 10 counts. Kind of interesting. They were weighing. They had a lot of psychiatric testimony. Was the person crazy or not? Get this, though. This cracked me up. So Channel 7 They go through the whole thing because I was looking because I'm like, hey, what was the guy's name? And I couldn't find it anywhere. Media outlets like Channel 7 are saying, oh, we're not going to say. Now, for years, for decades, they have released the name of the killer, right? They've released the name of the killer. No problem releasing the name of the killer. It's part of the news story. And I get always sometimes victim families are like, hey, don't do that. It gives attention. For the first time in the history of the universe, Channel 7 is not using the name of the shooter out of respect for the victim's families. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what this shooter's name is? Ahmad Alyssa. So it's a Muslim name, right? So for the first time ever, they're not releasing the name. Just coincidentally, the guy's name is Ahmad, it's not Bill.
I thought it was King Super Shooter. It's not?
No, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just, again, like it goes back to what you said. They release it if they want to release it, right? They don't if they don't. And Sandra says, good news. Yeah, here's an interesting thing, just an aside on that. Because I've done a million stories on it. This is kind of a little known fact, but Colorado's insanity rules and sentencing guidelines. So let's just say that the jury found the person, not guilty by reason of insanity, right? What happens then is Ahmad gets sent to the state mental hospital, which has no room or really much ability to treat anyone, but that's where Ahmad gets sent. Ahmad gets sent there and is then released back into the community whenever the doctors determine that Ahmad is no longer crazy.
Or they could retry him, but they never do.
Yeah, they never do. And typically what happens then is Ahmad goes there. Ahmad gets on medication. Ahmad is much better, says, no, I'm not going to shoot anybody anymore. So they release Ahmad. And Ahmad, I think the typical term is like 3 years for somebody who's killed somebody, right? And found not guilty by reason of insanity. They spend maybe it's like 3 to 5 years at the state mental hospital. Then they're released back into the community where, of course, many times they quit taking the medication and then they become crazy again. But that's the Colorado insanity rules are also insane. But that's the news on that. Before we go, oh, we got plenty of time here for that. On the ballot initiatives, I want to just, we'll be talking to the Amendment 79, you want to help read some, is a right to abortion.
I can give you a short one if you want a short one.
Okay.
The only one that really matters is 131. That's the only one that matters. Right, James. So if you vote, you can't remember that, you know, three digits, a little, you know, you're not as sharp as he used to be. Vote no on everything. if 131 fails, it'll be a highly successful election. All the other ones really don't matter a huge amount. Most 2/3 of them, you probably vote no anyway, the other third, but vote no on 131. If you can't remember it, just vote no on everything.
Well, here's one. Some of them I would, yes, but I think, you know, we have a bright audience. Yes, 131, that's right, Sandra, is ranked choice. So one is, some of these I think are put on the ballot sort of to get people out to vote, right? I think anyway. So for instance, this one, truth in sentencing, Proposition 128, this would require people who were convicted of crimes after 2025 to serve 85% of their sentence before being eligible for parole versus the current requirement to serve 75% of the terms.
So why would you want to do that?
Well, because I think there is a lot of people get out paroled early. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure why this is an advanced Colorado one. I think I'm not sure why they have that on there.
The
idea is it's law and order, right? It's
well,
the law
not
and order.
Everything that's law and order is great. I mean, law and order stinks in some cases. So I'd vote no.
Well, here's what I would say on that is it says the initiative gives the victim and the public more transparent expectations about offender sentencing. Well, I just kind of think, what about education? Why not just tell people, hey, you know, and when people are sentenced, which is up to the judge, actually, anyway, they only serve about 75% of their sentence. Here's another one. And this, I think, is one of the ones, it's sort of an administrative one. This establishes qualifications and registration for veterinary professional associates.
We don't need more regulation.
Now the Republican Party recommends voting yes. It's not more regulations. What it does is it sets up an associate. So you could be, you don't have to be a veterinarian to provide, you know what I mean, with a veterinarian's degree.
If it's less regulation.
Right. Less regulation. Here's one. This is, again, I think this is an advanced Colorado one designed to get cops out to vote. Funding for law enforcement. The Colorado.
Whoa.
Let me finish. The Colorado Republican Party says vote yes.
I don't care.
This initiates a peace officer training and support fund.
Oh, great.
That would give funding for law enforcement training and retention.
Why
hiring,
do we need to spend
blah, blah,
more
blah,
money?
Blah. Well, like I said, I think.
No.
It'll never come from
so
raising
what?
Taxes. Oh, I'm just saying. I think it's there. Designed to get people to come out and vote. What about this one? I don't know. Prohibit trophy hunting. Vote no on that. That is one. That's a weird one. That I think the Democrats have to get people out to vote. This is essentially banned recreational trophy hunting and commercial fur trapping in Colorado.
Oh yeah, we need that.
It's like
except
why would you
can't kill the wolves. So, you know.
Yeah, you can't kill the wolves that are eating. No.
Just
vote no. From Sandra. Vote no on 127. Prohibit bobcat mountain lion hunting. Yeah. This is the left's way of exactly Sandra. Yes. The left's way of trying to continue to get our guns. Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Ranked choice voting, no. Here's another one. This is the Colorado Republican Party says vote yes. Okay. Let me finish. Amendment G, it would allow reducing the property taxes paid by some veteran homeowners by expanding the existing homestead exemption to include veterans whose disability is rated as making them unemployable. I'm not sure
why?
Where that
why
came
do we
from.
Need special ones for special people?
We should have one for blondes. I think there should be some
You're not
for blondes.
Blonde
yeah. well, I am. This one, that was not funny. This one, an amendment. This I think is a good one to a step to create an independent adjudicative board to preside over ethical misconduct hearings involving judges
yes.
and allow
yes.
for increased public access to
yes.
judicial discipline
yes.
and records. Yes, because
yes.
they just protect their rights. That's right.
Well,
this one, I don't understand this one. It's a constitutional bail exemption for first degree murder. It would allow the judge to deny bail to a person charged with first degree murder.
No.
When the judge determines, let me just finish, the proof evident presumption. Great. Well, that's already on the books. I've covered a bazillion
yeah.
murder trials where
no.
they say that anyway. So, you know, I think that's, again, that's a law and order.
Great. We don't have to do every law and order thing that's in there. I mean, how about just enforcing the laws we have? What's the next one?
Well, this one is tricky. This Amendment J, I might save that one for later. This one, retain the sports betting tax revenue. Vote no. This
no.
would allow the state to keep more of your tax dollars.
No.
Okay. This is one that would make constitutional Amendment K, a constitutional election deadline shorter. That, again, it's aimed at screwing citizen ballot initiative,
yes,
right? It
no.
would give them even less time.
No.
Vote no on that one. And here's a big no. KK, this would increase a tax on firearms and ammunition.
No.
Yes, yeah, so vote no on that one,
you
too.
You missed a couple in the very beginning.
Well, that no, that was the amendment.
There's a charter
there
school one.
This is a tricky one. So we have to get, and I don't know about this one. If anybody wants to weigh in, the statutory right to school choice, Amendment 80. And one here, I'm going to take time to give credit to Darcy and the guys at the Colorado Republican Party. They've done a good job on putting stuff together. And on this one, they kind of said there are pros and cons here. So they just kind of lay it out for you.
No.
It says statutory right to school choice. It enshrines the right to school choice into the state constitution, the right for parents to direct the education of their child, to enroll them in a public school, charter school, private school, homeschool them, et cetera. Given the repeated attacks on charter school by the legislature, this gives parents some options. Yet, some conservative groups are raising the alarm on the language in the measure, which gives, quote, a K-12 child the right to school choice, and that all children have the right to equal opportunity to access a quality education. Now, some conservative groups are worried that this could give the government more control over the choice.
This is done by an overwhelmingly anti-charter school legislature who passed one that would have totally screwed charter school people. So don't believe anything they pass on charter school. It sounds nice, and we send our kid to charter schools, and I love charter schools. Rest assured that Democrats will use this one, regardless of language, to screw us.
No.
So vote no.
Okay.
Vote no.
Vote no on everything. And then the other one that I skipped over, this is kind of an interesting one. This is repealing the definition of marriage in the Constitution. Now, the Republican Party, I agree with this, says vote yes. This is a complicated one. And basically, in 2006, Colorado voters approved an amendment to the Colorado Constitution saying only that the union of one man or one woman is a valid and recognized marriage in Colorado. This repeals that language, which has been for years now declared unconstitutional by state and federal courts. So on one hand, I think this is just sort of clarifying what the reality is, yeah. right? And I agree with the Republican Party on that. This says it's already reality. So I think this is a Democrat attempt to get the LGBTQ plus people out to vote. And but the
those plus people are always voting. I mean, they're incredible.
I think this is what the Republican Party, importantly, the focus of any LGBTQ related efforts should be on the trans agenda and children harmed within the state. And I think they're right. I think they're saying we lost this battle. So let's not fight it again in this election, and let's keep our efforts focused on a place where we can make a difference.
Well, we've just gone through them, and it do you no harm to vote no one at all.
Yeah.
No harm whatsoever, as long as you got 131 down. So if you can't remember, you have a kind of a brain freeze on election day or when you turn your ballot, and just vote no for everything and make sure that 131 is no.
Exactly. Make sure that one is no.
We make it simple for folks.
That's right, because they took the property tax thing, which we would have wanted to vote yes on.
Yeah.
They took that off. Hey, that's going to do it for us today. A lot going on Wednesday. We'll be talking more about some of these ballot initiatives just to kind of get there, because I think some of them are important to at least let people have both sides. Well, not both sides.
We don't want to give people both sides. Just vote no.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for today. Thank you to everybody on Zoom and for listening. And Thomas, we will see you all on Wednesday.
Bye-bye, plus people.